Thank you very much for praying for us in Brazil. It doesn't get easier. We are in a real battlefield when you are in the front of the Lord's work, and especially when you go to a new area, and that verse has been very precious to us about be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. And how do we conquer? Put in the whole armor of God that they may be stand against the files of the evil one. There are plenty of oppressions, but we go in the strength of the Lord. Last time when I was here, we asked you to pray for the city of Calafate, that there are 50,000 people living there, people who need the Lord. Sometimes you see the multitude passing, and you don't realize that many of them, they are going to hell because they have never heard about the Lord Jesus. How can they hear if we don't go there and tell them? We are afraid to go. Why? Because it is in a drug zone, lots of crime. But we went in the strength of the Lord, and the Lord did mighty and great things. You prayed, and the Lord did a real miracle. The first school that we went, we met a lovely Christian lady, the administrator of that preschool, and she said, we have been praying for God to send people to teach the Bible in the schools here, and God sent the Bible team. We didn't know where the school was, but you know what she did? Let's sit down and draw a map of the city of Calafate to you. Isn't it wonderful how our Heavenly Father goes before us and prepares the way using Christian people that we didn't know that existed. And we went in the strength of the Lord, and do you know, we met many Christian teachers there. Before going, we prayed that the Lord would prepare Christian teacher to continue the ministry that we were going to start, because it's impossible to keep going to the same school because there are so many. And do you know, in one school we met a lovely Christian lady by the name Zini. She says, I have 40 children in my classroom, and once a week I have to teach religion, but I don't know what to teach. Could you help us? And then after being with the children and teaching the gospel message to the children, we came back again when we gave CES Bible lessons for him, CES courses that she could teach. And she says, every Friday I'm going to have a Bible lesson with those children. Isn't it wonderful what God is doing? As we moved on, at Christmas time, we went and we gave in Rio Branco over 5,000 of the booklet, Meet the King, in English, is it? Meet the King. And what an opportunity to present the message, the positive message of Christmas, that Jesus Christ came to the world to be the Savior of the world. And He could be their Savior and could change and transform their lives. We did 14 schools, from primary school to secondary schools, and you know, very few young people refuse. Now you have a task in front of you. Pray that the Holy Spirit will walk in the lives of those young people, and that they will come to put their trust in a true and living Savior. Do you know, since we have been in Calafate, just before we came to Ireland, as I was reading the local news, one girl of 14 years old from the schools that we have been was killed, knives. She left home. Her mother said she couldn't keep. She got involved in drugs. And then she went with her boyfriend of 16, and they were fighting for a cigarette of drug, and he knifed her. She went to eternity. We don't know if she trusts the Lord or not. The Lord knows those who belong to Him. It's a big task. We are in a war zone, and we have tried to reach as many children with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. You see, those children, they're all happy to receive in another area of Rio Branco, 30 kilometers in a dirty, muddy road. The car really suffers in those roads. But why do we go there? Because there are children that they need to reach and to hear about the Lord Jesus Christ. Return to the smiling face. There are sad stories. When you sit with those children during the eating time, the break time, sometimes they open their heart and I say, do you live with your mom and dad? Oh, no. I live with my uncle, with my aunt, and they move around. Those children, they need love, they need attention, but the greatest love of all is the love of God. They need to be, to have an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ. I would like you to see this wee boy here, Mike. That boy, we adopted him. He used to sleep in the streets. And then we bought him that lovely uniform, rucksack, notebook, to try to give Michael a better life. His mother has different children with different men, and the drug rolls free in the house. The administrator of the school told us about this boy that came to the school now and again, and we tried to encourage him to study and to make a difference in his home. Do you know, it was a lost battle. He came 1 week to the school. Another week he went and slept on the street. One man, his family was grown up. He was a rich farmer. And he decided that he was going to take Michael home to live with him as his own son. After 2 weeks living with the family, Michael disappeared again. We met Michael and said, Michael, you were so happy living with the family. They gave you food, they gave you love, they gave you security. Why did you flee away? And he said, because. I said, could you explain in Portuguese what that because means? He said, I didn't like to be a prisoner at home. I like to be free. I like to sleep in the streets. Isn't it sad? Would you pray that the Lord intervene in Michael's life, that he would realize that the life that he's living is going to take him to the early death or to jail? I would like you to look at the face of those young people. They look so beautiful. They're all smiling. But each one of those children have been involved with the police, with crime. Some of them, they have involved in even killing people. They have lived in a young offender center. Most of them, they don't have a home to go. But you know, when they become 18 years of age, they cannot stay in a young offender center anymore. They are free. Like they have never committed any crimes. The military police in Rio Branco decided that they were going to give a chance to those young people when they got free from the Young Offender Center. They would encourage them to go to school. They gave them a uniform that they will be different from the other young people that they are involved in a world of crime. And you know, when we saw those young people and we present the gospel to them and give the literature for them to take home, not one of them refused. And we could see the word of John. If the Son of God set those young people free, they shall be free indeed. Would you pray that each one of these young people would have an encounter with the Lord Jesus Christ? Their life will be changed. And the blood of Jesus could make them whiter than snow. And I really pray that those young people, it was not an occasion. It was God that sent us there in the right time to meet with those young people and pray that they will trust the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. Yes, our God is able to do exceeding above what could ever ask or think. Last Christmas, we had 150 children that graduated from the CEF Correspondent Bible Study. Those 150 children will never see them again. They have finished in those schools, they have moved on, and it would be a miracle if we ever meet with them again. But we are rejoicing. We went through the Bible with them. They have finished the Bible study, And we pray that many of those children have put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. I don't like to tell you how many have trusted the Lord, because the Lord is the one who knows who truly have trusted Him as Savior and Lord. Would you pray for those children that the Lord will keep them safe? Now in Rio Branco we have the CEF just arrived there. And guess, the CEF director in Rio Branco got saved in Tarawaka many years ago. Is it wonderful? The lady that is helping him there, I led her to the Lord as a wee girl in Sunday school in Tarawaka many years ago. And she's a pastor's wife there, very involved in the Lord's work. Yes, God is building His church. This year is a very special year, especially for us Brazilian, the World Cup. And the CEF has a project. They made a ball with the colors of the Wordless Book. And they want as many balls to get into the school for you to go in and to teach the Wordless Book. The CEF have given us 10 balls. And the challenge is for us to get 10 new schools that we have never been before. And I will ask you to pray that the Lord open 10 new doors of schools that we have never been before. Children that never heard about the Lord Jesus, that through the Wordless Book, they will meet the Lord Jesus as the Savior and Lord. You know that Tom has been in Brazil for 50 years, and is not as young as he used to be. And we were praying for God to send somebody to help us to reach the boys and girls in Brazil. Somebody who had a passion for the children that they are lost. Somebody who would be willing to give their all to the Lord Jesus. And God has answered that prayer. Gleiciane, she is a missionary. She graduated in the Hebron Institute around 10 years ago. She has done the CEF in São Paulo. And she felt the Lord calling her to come to Rio Branco and to help us to reach the boys and girls with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Isn't it wonderful? Now we have a younger lady to help us, and she's very keen and very willing. And together we give praise to God for what He has done in the past and for what He still has to do through the life of Gleiciane that is wholly available to the Lord. Together we'll praise Him. Thank you very much.
Well, Lucy Moore, thank you very much indeed. Certainly Brazil's not going to win the World Cup, Northern Ireland is. Well, we continue to remember Tom and Lucy Moore before the Lord day by day as they continue the great work of reaching the lost children in that great nation for our Lord Jesus Christ. Let's turn to 189. 189 are our blue books, and then Joy will come and sing to us, and then Tom will come and bring to us the word that the Lord has laid on his heart. Man of Sorrows, what a name for the Son of God who came, ruined sinners to reclaim. Hallelujah. What a Savior. 189 standing to praise the Lord.
Well, thank you very much for the many times that you have prayed for us out there in Brazil. Could I just set the record straight a little bit? Dennis said that I had been almost 50 years in Brazil. There was a period of about 14, 15 years in that. I wasn't in Brazil. I was in jail. But I can assure you, I'm not on the run at the moment. They're not looking for me. And as far as I know, we'll be free to go back to Brazil the beginning of next month. Lucimar has told you something of what we've been doing in Brazil, working with the children. Again, let me say that this work is Brazilian-led, and it's in the Brazilian hands. And that's a great blessing to everyone concerned, because a Brazilian can speak to a Brazilian much better than an Irishman with an Ulster accent on his Portuguese. As well as Lucy Marr and some others, there are two ladies who help in the work in the schools when needed. And they do most of the teaching. I only step in when maybe one of them's sick or can't go to the school. I'm quite happy to be there to help, sort out the literature, do jobs like that, important jobs, I think. And anyway, the work is in the Brazilian hands. Lucy Marr has told about the openings into the school. It's marvellous that the schools are so open, that we have only been refused in one school, and I think that must be out of about 85 schools that we have been through in Rio Branco. Only one school, the headmaster said he didn't want us to go in. We have this liberty to go and teach the Bible. We don't go in as representing a church or a denomination. We go in as the Bible team and teach the Bible. Many of the children, they know nothing about the Bible. Many of them have never seen a Bible. To them, God is a word that they just use when they're exasperated. Oh my God, something like that. They didn't even know that Christmas was a celebration of the birth of Christ. And so it is that you start from scratch. We try to show them from the Bible about God, His power, how He created everything. It was a very interesting program on the television yesterday morning, a nature program, fascinating, and explaining how the different species evolved. But there was an awful lot of possibilities and perhaps and maybes. It wasn't so cut clear as the Bible, which says God created. Much easier to believe that God created. It wasn't a missing link. There was a missing chain in all their explanations. Yes, we teach them about God's power and how God's love was manifest. God's plan, when he created man to have fellowship with him, then man, by disobedience, got separated from God. And by nature and practice, we too are separated from God. But God has a plan, and that is the plan of salvation. We read in Mark's Gospel the words of the Lord Jesus Christ, to go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Another translation puts it, the Bible, to every creature of the human race. To everyone. It's a universal message. It's to all the world. And yet it's a personal message to each individual. And it's the one message that fits all. A wonderful message of salvation. Now, we're working in the corner of Brazil, near Bolivia and Peru. We're reaching, children in the schools. But it's an unfinished task. There are so many people in Brazil, in other parts of the world, that need to hear this message. And the command is still to go and preach the gospel. In Brazil, there some 195 million people. I haven't counted them, but I take their word for it. We're only in one corner. In South America, 386 million. The world's population, 7.25 million. And of that 7.25 million, 10% live in Europe. And the population, they say, is increasing at 1% per year. The New Tribes Mission, they say that there are 6,500 people groups, indigenous people. And of these, 2,500 are still unreached. An unfinished task to make the gospel known in this our world. The Wycliffe Bible translators, they have counted 6,918 languages in use in the world today, but only 513 of these languages have a complete Bible. It's an unfinished task. What can we do about it? Well, the Lord said, pray the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. Yes, we have to pray the Lord, and we have to play our part, because he also said, go ye. Doesn't mean that we have to go to the mission field, no. I loved going, what I saw in the church one day, going out through the door into the street outside, there was a plaque above. You are now entering the mission field. There are people that only you can touch. People that only I can touch. And we have the responsibility to make it known. This unfinished task to make Christ known. But what a message we have to proclaim to these people. We don't need to be Bible thumping and preaching by word. Sometimes our lives speak louder than our words. And then if someone asks the why are you different? We can tell them the message of salvation that transforms lives. It's a wonderful message, this message of salvation. Salvation that is complete and yet unfinished. Unfinished salvation. When Jesus Christ came into the world, when he was talking to his disciples, he said, the Son of Man has come not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life as a ransom for many. He came to die for our sins, according to the scriptures. And when he died on the cross, in those hours of darkness, God made him to be sin for us. He who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God. I don't think we can ever depth that statement, that he was made sin for us. He cried, my God, why have you forsaken me? And then as it finished, he cried triumphantly, it is finished, completed. The work he had come to do on earth was completed. He died an atoning death. But our salvation hasn't been completed. He rose from the dead. He's a living Savior. And he's able to save. And when by faith we accept him as our Savior, we receive pardon of our sins. And we are made members of God's family. Now are we the children of God. But still, our salvation's not complete. However, it does carry God's guarantee that it will be completed. For when we become Christians by faith in Christ, why, we cannot live to please God by ourselves. And so the Lord Jesus asked the Father, and they sent the Spirit to indwell us. And he, the Apostle Paul, says that our bodies are the temple of the Holy Ghost, and he indwells us. And Jesus Christ is still working for us. He's in the glory, he's in the Father's presence, interceding for us. And that's why he can save to the uttermost all that come unto God by him, because he ever liveth to intercede for us. We could not keep our salvation of ourselves, but he intercedes for us, and by his Spirit he helps us and guides us. Still not complete. Because while we're in this world, we will encounter difficulties and problems. Yes, we can have an abundant life. Jesus Christ has promised us that. A life that's satisfying. A life that's worthwhile. But there's always death at the end of it. And as we enter the valley of the shadow of death, why, he's be with us. He has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. David, he put it this way, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. And as we close our eyes in death and our soul goes to be with the Savior, for Paul says, absent from the body is present with the Lord. Why, it's wonderful to know that. But our salvation is not completed. But one day the Lord Jesus Christ said, I will come again and receive you unto myself. And one day the Lord Jesus Christ will fulfill that promise. The Bible says that when he comes, the dead in Christ will rise first. The living who are in Christ will be caught up together with the resurrected dead, transformed into his likeness, and will be forever with the Lord. And then our salvation is complete. We'll be with him forever, in his likeness, trophies of his grace, not of our works, but all because of him. Isn't it a wonderful message? We have got this message of salvation. There's an unfinished task in the world around us to make it known. We can pray to the Lord of the harvest, and we can play our part, you in your small corner, and I in mine. Yes, what a blessing to possess this salvation, and it's available to the whosoever will. We all need it, and it's available as God's free gift. What a privilege it is to be able to proclaim this message, to tell others that there is life after death, that there is salvation for the now and the future, and it's found in Jesus Christ. That's what we're trying to teach these boys and girls in Brazil. But it's not only for Brazil, it's for the world. It's a universal offer from God himself. May we thank him and enjoy it for ourselves and share it with others. And may God help us.